The name of this teaching is, Be Connected to God. This is a teaching to accompany the Torah portion. There is a standard way to understand how God is at work in our lives in these messianic times. It should be understood that the very first thing we need to do as believers is to do what God tells us. In this portion, God gives Israel the Ten Commandments, but that is not all the commandments that God gives us. We are to keep all of God's commands. Remember, Yeshua is God, so He gave us the commandments in both in the Old Testament and the New Testament portions of the Bible. Many of the commandments in the New Testament portion are interpretations of the Old Testament portion. Yeshua said, If you love me, you will keep my commands, John 14:15 NKJV. Yeshua was referring to the commandments at Mount Sinai because He is God. Jeremiah 23:5-6 says that Jehovah will come from the line of David, the Messiah Yeshua is God. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness, a king shall reign and prosper, and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah 23:5-6 NKJV. The Bible says Yeshua will come again someday and fulfill this scripture. Do not wait until it is too late for you. Kepha, Peter, addresses the problem with those who think it is okay to dismiss God's commandments. He says in 2 Peter 2:4-5 NKJV, For if God did not spare the angels who sinned but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly. I often say that Noah was righteous and did what was right and he saved himself and the world. Those who sinned were destroyed. So, do not be fooled by those who say it is okay to sin. God did not spare the angels, Kepha says. The Bible says the devils believe in God and they are destined for the lake of fire. James 2:19 NKJV says, You believe that there is one God, you do well, even the demons believe, and tremble. In this portion, we see how powerful and amazing God is. We need to remember how important it is to follow God's commandments. We are to follow God's commandments, but we are to also listen to the Holy Spirit in this messianic age. Just as Israel experienced God every day in the desert, we can experience God through the Holy Spirit every day. How do we experience the Holy Spirit? Often the Holy Spirit will remind us to do what is right. The Holy Spirit is our helper, John 14:26. The Holy Spirit does not tell us to sin or do what is wrong. The Holy Spirit can work in our minds to be kind, caring, patient. Shaul talks about the fruit of the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5:22-23. The Holy Spirit may lead us to do something at times during the day. The Holy Spirit may call us for a specific purpose like serving the poor or other acts of service. The Holy Spirit gives us gifts. These are supernatural gifts. For example, a person who gives a prophetic word speaks words from God and not their own thoughts. It is wrong to say we speak from God when we are simply telling others what we have been thinking about. God can give believers many spiritual gifts. In the Old Testament, God even gave gifting for the building and making of the tent of meeting in the desert. There are lists of gifts in Romans 12 4-8, Ephesians 4 11-13, and 1 Corinthians 12 4-11. Jewish lists are short lists rather than listing everything. For example, Shaul, Paul, does not list all possible sins every time he talks about sins. We can experience the peace of the Holy Spirit and God can work in many other ways. We may even feel a peace that seems to make 30 minutes like 5 minutes. Our spiritual life is not just a calling by God for us to do something or for just a thrilling experience. There have been some movements where people go to church just to experience God. It is true that we can experience God, but that is not all that God wants us to do. This one person I know who was part of a prophetic movement at one time told me that everyone just went to church just to hear prophetic words or be thrilled by the presence of God. In 1 Corinthians 14:26, 40 NKJV says, "How is it then, brethren? Whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification, let all things be done decently and in order. Our meetings need to be conducted so we are built up spiritually," the Bible says. Some say we are controlling the Holy Spirit. That is not true. So, we also need good biblical exposition and order in our weekly meetings. Shaul told us to have orderly meetings, and those who think they know better are wrong. See 1 Corinthians 14:40. If you want to experience the peace of God, you can do that at any time, and not just when we get together. Some think their meetings need to be long and drawn out with a lot of singing. I am not against experiencing the Holy Spirit. I will sit and pray at times and just welcome God's peace while at home. It is very uplifting. When we get together, it is not just to experience God's presence. It says in 1 Corinthians 14:26, Shaul says these things were to be done decently and in order. Our spiritual life is about living out our lives every day with God and the Holy Spirit and His commandments. We need biblical encouragement for this so that we grow up spiritually. We can have other types of meetings for extended prayer or for an extended time to sing and experience God's presence. I think that is a great idea, and I participate in those types of meetings as well. Being connected to the power of God through the Holy Spirit is the best way to live. Like I said, the Holy Spirit helps us to do what is right. We also receive the fruit, namely the result, of the Holy Spirit. We can receive special callings, and we can receive spiritual gifts. Also, the Holy Spirit was intended for our daily use and not just at congregation. The disconnect between our spiritual life and putting our 1 hour in a week bothered me years ago. I thought there has got to be something better than this. We are to be connected to God every day and not just for 1 hour a week. Do not be trapped by only what you can see. Do not be trapped by living a worldly life. Just putting in your 1 hour a week is a worldly life. God never intended for His messianic people to be holy for 1 hour a week and then live like hell. Doing that makes no sense at all. It says in 1 John 2:15-17 NKJV, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." It is not a bad idea to understand that worldly things are going to pass away. So, do not let anything come between you and God. I remember when Yugoslavia was a single nation and then war broke out between various factions and many lost their lives. Their country became divided and is still divided today. This must have come as a surprise to some. Perhaps we can put all our life into worldly things. We can get fooled into thinking that this is all there is, but that is not true. The opposite is true. This is a time of testing, and when we believe in the Messiah Yeshua and live how God wants us to live by keeping His commandments and being led by the Holy Spirit, our future life with God will not pass away. We can have eternal life. 2 Corinthians 4:16-5-1 NKJV says, "Therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Be faithful in God's ways. That is the best way to live. What an amazing God we have. He has told us how to live. He is a loving God who cares about us. He gave us the Holy Spirit in this messianic age to help us live right. God continues to reach down to mankind through the ages to help us. Sometimes we think of God calling us to do something or an encounter with God as important spiritual moments, but that is not what life is all about. Keep God's commandments, but also be connected to God's power through the Holy Spirit every day. Do not be trapped into thinking that this life is all there is. This world is passing away. Believers can look forward to a wonderful eternal life someday. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Hebrews 10:23 NKJV. This concludes our teaching.